It has been nearly a week since Hurricane Ian slammed into Florida, and we're just now getting a clearer sense of how devastating the storm was. At least 100 people in Florida have died, and that number is expected to rise. And housing has become a huge issue. At least 1,700 people are in emergency shelters throughout the state. Kevin Guthrie, director of the Florida Division of Emergency Management, spoke about that at a press conference yesterday.
We will work with our local community partners and try to get to a point where maybe we go to a regional sheltering strategy if we can handle that.
Many of the makeshift shelters are at local schools. WUSF's Kathy Carter met a few people staying at a high school in Sarasota County, and she has this report.
The night Hurricane Ian came through, Cynthia Royd says the wind was ferociously howling outside of her home.
And my husband and I, for 4 hours, stood out holding our garage from blowing in so that our house would be saved.
It was a long night, but by morning, she and her husband John could see most of their home had survived. Looking out a window, they saw a few stucco roof tiles on the front lawn and a small tree collapsed near but not on their screen porch. The view of their street, though, was more worrisome, with water creeping up their driveway. After all, it was near the Coco Plum Waterway, a 13-mile stream located in the Myakka River watershed.
And we only live about 2 or 3 blocks from the canal that drains from the basin. So I just said, come on, we're leaving. Parked our car at Publix, got the bus and came here.
At the Venice High School shelter, the Royds have somewhere to sleep and plenty to eat. They also have cell phone service so they can finally call their kids in New Jersey. But John Royds worries about what they will find when it's safe to go home.
Just very emotionally draining to see what you have possibly go down the tubes. And the thought of having to start all over again at 75 years old is just devastating to you.
And anxiety only increased with news of the flooding and closure of I-75 over the weekend. Cynthia Royd says many of the evacuated don't feel like they were a priority.
Nobody showed up. Nobody even rode down the street to check on us. So, you know, he kind of felt alone. And I still feel alone until I got here into the door in here and everybody was so welcoming.
Angela Coffin lives at Rambler's Rest RV Resort. Like the Royds, she and her husband also thought they could ride out the hurricane at home. But by nightfall, winds were starting to pick up.
And it started to rain forcefully, and we got so scared. Then we just decided we're not going to make it out of here alive. If we had not got out when we got out, I don't know what would have happened.
Coffin, her husband, along with their cat Bailey and dog Gracie drove to a friend's house. They left clenching pet carriers, trudging against the wind and pelting rain. When they returned the next day, they had to wade through waist-deep water from the Myakka River in order to reach their mobile home. The river is known for having an abundance of alligators and snakes.
It was a terrible experience. Gators were on the loose everywhere. I saw one probably no more than 20 feet from me. And then I saw the water moccasins go by, and I just got out.
The couple quickly abandoned their plan and headed back to higher ground. And like the Royds and many others at the shelter, Coffin isn't sure what she'll find when she's finally able to return to the RV park. She says she and her husband already lost one home to a hurricane when Hugo hit South Carolina back in 1989. Coffin didn't expect to end up in a shelter after making it safely through the hurricane. But she and others are thankful they weren't in Ian's direct path.
I am so happy to have my animals safe, to have my husband safe, to be here.
For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Carter in Sarasota County, Florida.